My Amex Blue Cash Everyday Card is my go-to accessory. When I shop, I can earn 3% cash back on U.S. online retail purchases. Try on the Blue Cash Everyday Card. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-BCE. Terms and cash back cap apply.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, Managing Editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A man was shot and wounded while exchanging fire with Border Patrol agents near the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona. Authorities say Patrick Gary Schlegel was involved in a human smuggling operation and fired at a federal helicopter and at agents before being shot. Heath Jank, special agent in charge of the FBI in Phoenix, says Schlegel is in federal custody and expected to be charged with assault on a federal officer, human smuggling, and being a felon in possession of a firearm.
Schlegel has a significant criminal history to include an active federal arrest warrant issued in 2025 by the U.S. Marshals Service for escape related to a previous federal alien smuggling conviction.
At a town hall in Minneapolis, Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar addressed constituents after a man sprayed her with an unknown substance.
Here is the reality that people like this ugly man don't understand. We are Minnesota strong, and we will stay resilient in the face of whatever they might throw us.
Just before that, Omar had called for the abolishment of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and for the Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to resign or face impeachment.
A man is under arrest after Democratic U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar was sprayed with an unknown substance during a town hall in Minneapolis Tuesday. The spraying happened as Omar called for the abolishment of ICE.
And DHS Secretary Kristi Noem must resign or face impeachment.
Police say the man sprayed Omar with a syringe. He was tackled to the ground, and Omar said she would continue with the town hall and would not be intimidated. Police identify the man as 55-year-old Anthony Kazmierczak. I'm Donna Warder.
The Federal Reserve may keep their short-term rates unchanged for months as the U.S. economy shows signs of health.
Federal Reserve officials are expected to keep their short-term interest rate unchanged after three rate cuts last year. Not making a change after today's meeting would ignore pressure for lowering borrowing costs from the White House in favor of waiting to see how the economy evolves. The rate-setting committee remains split between those officials who oppose further cuts until inflation comes down, and those who want to lower rates to further support hiring. Most economists expect the Fed to cut rates twice this year, most likely at the June meeting or later. Mike Hemp in Washington.
In Western India, a private plane carrying Ajit Pawar, a senior state official, crashed today, killing all five people on board.
A private plane carrying a senior Indian politician has crashed in an open field in western India. Aviation authorities say it killed Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra State, Ajit Pawar, and all four other people on board. The aircraft was en route from India's financial capital of Mumbai to Pawar's home city in Baramati when it crashed and burst into flames. The cause of the accident was not immediately known. Television footage showed smoke rising from the wreckage. 66-year-old Pawar was travelling to a campaign in a local election when the privately operated Learjet went down. Also on board were two members of his entourage and two crew members. Pawar was the second highest elected official in Maharashtra as part of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling coalition in the state. Modi expressed his condolences, calling Pawar a committed public servant. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
In the U.S., dozens of deaths are reported after last weekend's winter storm.
In New York City over the weekend, where temperatures dipped dangerously low and snow rose to record heights, 10 people were found dead on the streets. Mayor Zoran Mamdani says it's still unclear if they died of hypothermia, but the city was doubling its efforts to get people shelter.
We are mobilizing every resource at our disposal to ensure that New Yorkers are brought indoors during this potentially lethal weather event.
A new influx of Arctic air expected to spur freezing temperatures in parts of the country, says National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth.
For some people, it's going to be the coldest they've seen in several years. But for others, it could be the longest duration of cold in several decades.
Meanwhile, other weather-related deaths across the country include 3 young boys who fell through the ice in Texas, 2 people run over by snowplows in Massachusetts and Ohio, and several snow-shoveling deaths. I'm Julie Walker.
Amazon is cutting about 16,000 corporate jobs in the second round of mass layoffs. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports on an NTSB hearing looking at last year's deadly mid-air collision near Washington, D.C.
After a day-long hearing, the National Transportation Safety Board says the placement of a helicopter route so close to Reagan National Airport's secondary runway was a key factor in causing a mid-air collision that killed 67 people 1 year ago.
We should be angry because for years no one listened. This was preventable. This was 100% preventable.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
What we need to really talk about is a tower and tower personnel who were repeatedly saying, we have a safety problem here.
NTSB investigator Catherine Wilson said an air traffic controller was forced to shift focus between 7 aircraft and 5 helicopters in the 90 seconds before the collision. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
In a notice, a Customs and Border Protection official told Congress that 2 federal officers fired shots from Glock pistols during an encounter that killed Alex Preddy in Minneapolis. The notification says officers tried to take Preddy into custody, and he resisted, leading to a struggle. The official said that during the struggle, a Border Patrol agent yelled, "He's got a gun," multiple times, and says investigators from CBP's Office of Professional Responsibility conducted the analysis based on a review of body-worn camera footage and agency documentation. The law requires the agency to inform relevant congressional committees about deaths in CBP custody within 72 hours. President Donald Trump has ordered Border Czar Tom Homan to take over the immigration enforcement in Minnesota after the second fatal shooting death by federal agents this month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Organizers are planning No Kings protests for March 28th, and they say they'll be the largest demonstrations yet across the U.S. Previous rallies to oppose what they describe as authoritarianism under President Donald Trump have drawn millions of people, but organizers expect larger crowds following Trump's immigration crackdown in Minnesota and the deaths of 2 people by federal law enforcement. Co-executive director of the nonprofit Indivisible, Ezra Levin, is predicting that as many as 9 million people will turn out for the protests in the spring. Levin says they want to show support for Minnesota and immigration communities all over and oppose, quote, the secret police force that is murdering Americans and infringing on their basic constitutional rights, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump says he's withholding judgment on a Border Patrol agent's fatal shooting of a protester in Minneapolis. Asked whether Alex Preddy's killing was justified.
We're doing a big investigation. I want to see the investigation. I'm going to be watching over it. I want a very honorable and honest investigation. I have to see it myself.
The president notes he sent Border Czar Tom Homan to take over the Minnesota immigration crackdown, effectively sidelining both Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Asked if Noem will resign?
No.
And said the same when asked if Preddy was an assassin, as some of his top staffers have claimed. His remarks came a day after Minnesota's top federal judge ordered ICE's acting chief to appear in court Friday, saying the administration has not complied with orders to hold hearings for detained immigrants. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Trump administration's immigration crackdown led to a drop in U.S. growth rate last year. President Donald Trump's crackdown on immigration has contributed to a year-to-year drop in the U.S. growth rate as the nation's population hit nearly 342 million people in 2025. That's according to population estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau. The 0.5% growth rate for 2025 was a sharp drop from 2024's almost 1% growth rate, which was the highest since 2001, and fueled by immigration. Immigration increased by almost 1.3 million people last year, compared to 2024's increase of almost 2.8 million people. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents will have a security role during the upcoming Milan Cortina Winter Games. Sources at the U.S. Embassy in Rome confirmed information shared with local media. The agents will support diplomatic security details, but won't run immigration enforcement operations. Milan's mayor, Giuseppe Sala, has expressed opposition, saying that ICE is not welcome in the city. Italian authorities have been hesitant to confirm ICE's role. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will lead a delegation at the opening ceremony on February 6th. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
TikTok has chosen to settle just before a landmark trial in Los Angeles over claims that their social media platform is deliberately addicting and harmful for children. Details of the settlement were not disclosed. In a statement, plaintiff's attorney Joseph Van Zandt says TikTok remains a defendant in other personal injury cases and that the trial against Meta's Instagram and Google's YouTube is going ahead. The companies deny the claims. Snapchat's parent company settled their case last week. At the heart of the lawsuit is a 19-year-old known by the initials KGM, who claims she became addicted to the technology and it made her depression and suicidal thoughts worse. The lawsuit claims this was done through deliberate design choices made by companies that valued profits over children's health. It's the first in a slew of cases this year seeking to hold social media companies responsible for harming children's mental well-being. Jury selection at Los Angeles County Superior Court will take a few days. Tech executives like Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg are expected to testify. I'm Jennifer King.
Days after police arrested five people associated with the Detroit-based Phantom MC Motorcycle Club and the Vice Lords Street Gang, they say the multi-state investigation clearly shows that an Indiana judge was targeted for assassination to help Phantom MC Motorcycle Club member Thomas Moss avoid a domestic abuse trial. Judge Stephen Meyer and his wife suffered gunshot wounds but survived. Lafayette Police Chief Scott Galloway says this was more than an assault on two citizens.
By targeting members of the judiciary, individuals didn't just attack a person, they attempted to strike the very foundation of our justice system and the safety of our entire community.
The suspects are scheduled to appear in court Wednesday in Indiana and Kentucky. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Two sibling real estate agents who catered to the jet set crowd and a third brother are accused by New York prosecutors of sexually attacking dozens of women over a 12-year stretch. The Alexander brothers, Oren, Tal, and Alon, pled not guilty. An indictment alleges they enticed women to join them in places like the Hamptons by providing flights, luxury hotels, and inviting them to entertainment events and parties, then drugging their victims before assaulting them, preventing the women from fighting back or escaping. Their lawyers say they only engaged in consensual sex. The trial in Manhattan is expected to last a month. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Seth Soutal, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks edged up to another record on Wall Street as gains for big tech companies made up for losses in other sectors, including healthcare. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 408 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Gains for Apple, Microsoft, and GM helped work against sharp drops for United Health Group and other health insurance companies. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market, but the value of the U.S. dollar fell sharply against other currencies again. An index measuring the strength of the dollar against other currencies fell to its lowest level since 2022. Seth Soutal, New York.
UPS is planning to cut up to 30,000 operational jobs this year as it drastically reduces the number of Amazon shipments that it handles. The job cuts will be made through voluntary buyout offers for full-time drivers and through attrition. UPS is also looking to close 24 buildings in the first half of 2026. In a regulatory filing in October, UPS said that it had already cut 34,000 operational positions and closed 93 buildings during the first 9 months months of 2025. The company also says it is officially retiring its fleet of McDonnell Douglas MD-11 cargo planes after a deadly crash in Louisville, Kentucky that killed the crew and at least a dozen people on the ground. The planes will be replaced with a Boeing model. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's the final call for grabbing open seats on Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines passengers are making their final boarding time scrambles for seats as the carrier prepares to end its signature open seating system. Customers on Southwest flights will have assigned seats starting on Tuesday. The airline began selling tickets shaped by the new policy in July. New airfare tiers include the option of paying more to get a preferred seat closer to the front of a plane or seats with extra legroom. An 8-group boarding structure is replacing the find-your-own-seat scrum. Southwest says the boarding groups are based on seat location, fare class, loyalty tier status, and benefits from the airline's credit card rewards program. I'm Haya Panjwani.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Third-ranked Michigan ended number 5 Nebraska's 24-game winning streak with a 75-72 victory for coach Dusty May's team.
They gave us everything, and I thought the last 5 minutes of the game, we were determined to find a way.
NBA, the Pistons edged the Nuggets 109-107 after two late Tobias Harris free throws. Jessica Pegula defeated fellow American Amanda Anisimova to reach the Australian Open semifinals. Carlos Alcaraz also advanced. Detroit's Patrick Kane tied Mike Modano as the highest-scoring U.S.-born player in NHL history. 6-time Super Bowl champion head coach Bill Belichick did not get voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility. Citing 4 unidentified sources, ESPN said Belichick didn't receive the necessary 40 votes from the 50-person panel of media members and other Hall of Famers. ESPN said the longtime New England Patriots coach received a call from the Hall of Fame last Friday with the news. The Hall of Fame class of 2026 will be announced at NFL Honors in San Francisco on February 5th. The Buffalo Bills are promoting offensive coordinator Joe Brady to head coach. 2 people with knowledge of the decision tell the Associated Press. One of the people said Brady has agreed to a 5-year contract to take over a Josh Allen-led perennial winner that's accomplished everything short of reaching a Super Bowl. The 36-year-old just finished his 4th season in Buffalo and his 2nd full season as coordinator. Brady's promotion brings continuity to Buffalo a little over a week after Sean McDermott was fired following a 9-year tenure. Mike McCarthy is officially the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh native signed the contract on Tuesday after the two sides had reached a verbal agreement over the weekend. The 62-year-old McCarthy replaces Mike Tomlin, who stepped down earlier this month after 19 seasons. This marks McCarthy's 3rd NFL head coaching role. He previously coached in Green Bay and Dallas. McCarthy's postseason achievements include a Super Bowl win over the Steelers in the 2010 season. The Steelers won the AFC North this season before being blown out in the opening round of the playoffs. Duke and Darian Mensa have reached a settlement in their legal fight over the quarterback's plan to transfer, clearing the way for him to move on. The school and Mensa's agency released statements Tuesday confirming a deal without providing any details. It came roughly a week after Duke filed a lawsuit against Mensa. That lawsuit sought to block Mensa's efforts to transfer and reach a contract with another school to play elsewhere next season. Mensa had transferred from Tulane and led Duke to the ACC title. He had signed a 2-season contract in July 2025. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Iranian officials have reached out to the Middle East as fears grow of a possible U.S. military strike. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have said they won't allow their airspace to be used for any attack. But America has moved the USS Abraham Lincoln and several guided missile destroyers into the region, which can be used to launch attacks from the sea. It remains unclear what U.S. President Donald Trump will decide about using force, but he laid down 2 red lines: the killing of peaceful demonstrators in Iran and the possible mass execution of detainees. More than 6,000 people have reportedly been killed in a violent crackdown on nationwide protests in the country. In the Lebanese capital of Beirut, the leader of Hezbollah said the group was preparing for a possible US and Israel-led attack on Iran and was determined to defend against it. But he appeared reluctant to say whether the Iran-backed militant group would intervene. South Korea's former First Lady Kim Kyon-hee was sentenced to 20 months in prison for corruption on Wednesday. She's the wife of South Korea's ousted President Yoon Suk-yeol, who is also awaiting a verdict on high-stakes rebellion charges that could result in the death penalty or life imprisonment. The presidential couple suffered a spectacular fall from grace after Yoon's martial law debacle in December 2024 that led to his removal from office. They've been jailed separately for months prior to facing criminal trials. Kim arrived at Seoul Central District Court in the back of a van as their supporters lined the street waving flags. Later, Kim was handed her 20-month sentence for receiving luxury gifts like a Graff diamond necklace and a Chanel bag from the Unification Church in return for promises of business favors. Kim's defense team says the length of her prison term is relatively high. The defense attorneys say they will discuss whether to appeal. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
In Paris, a French politician, Joël Garriot, has been sentenced to 1.5 years in prison after being found guilty of drugging a fellow lawmaker with the intent to sexually abuse her. It's the latest high-profile trial to bring attention to drug-facilitated assault in France. The former senator admitted serving National Assembly member Sandrine Jozeau a drink heavily spiked with MDMA, known as ecstasy, but claimed it was an accident. At the trial, she testified that the then-senator invited her to his Paris apartment in 2023 to celebrate his re-election. But shortly after taking a few sips of champagne, she began feeling unwell and uneasy. Jozeau managed to leave and take a taxi to a hospital. Blood tests showed she ingested a quantity of MDMA far higher than typical for recreational use. Investigators said Garriot had searched online about drug use in connection with rape about a month before the incident. His penalty includes an additional 2.5-year suspended sentence, an obligation for treatment, and a ban on holding elected office. I'm Jennifer King.
A heavy Russian drone attack on Odessa in Ukraine has killed at least 3 people and wounded many more, including children and a pregnant woman, according to officials. In Odessa, rescuers searched through the ruins of a destroyed residential building. As the number of injured mounted, a search for people who may be trapped under the rubble was underway. The new attack comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the US to speed up efforts to end Russia's invasion. The Odessa attack involved over 50 drones, some recently upgraded by Russia, targeting the power grid and hitting apartment blocks. Zelensky says each strike undermines ongoing diplomacy. Analysts suggest Russian President Vladimir Putin believes time is on his side, expecting Western support for Ukraine to fade. French lawmakers have approved a bill banning social media for children under 15. The measure, which also bans mobile phones in high schools, passed with a 130-21 vote in France's usually divided National Assembly. President Emmanuel Macron has requested fast-tracking the legislation, which will be discussed by the Senate soon. Macron supports the ban, citing scientific recommendations and public demand. Critics argue it infringes on civil liberties. It could become one of the final major measures adopted under his leadership before Macron leaves office next year. The bill aligns with the EU's Digital Services Act, aiming to protect minors online. It follows similar actions in Australia and potential measures in the UK, reflecting growing concern over children's online safety. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.